Good morning and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the twists and turns of the digital landscape.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry. Keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors, our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. You'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey by collaborating with us. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
Cisco has issued critical security advisories concerning its integrated management controller, IMC, software, highlighting vulnerabilities that could allow an unauthenticated, remote attacker to execute arbitrary code or conduct a command injection attack. Users are alerted to the presence of these high-severity flaws affecting several Cisco products, urging them to apply the necessary updates to mitigate potential risks. The company has provided patches to address these issues and encourages customers to review the advisories and secure their systems accordingly. A major outage has hit Reddit, leaving countless users unable to access the platform through web and mobile apps. The company is currently grappling with the issue, which has sparked frustration and confusion across its vast online community. The cause of the service interruption remains undisclosed as technical teams work to restore full functionality to one of the world's most popular social media sites. In response to a cyber attack on its Change Healthcare Insurer unit in February 2024, United Health Group disclosed in a recent SEC filing that it paid a ransom, resulting in a staggering $872 million in costs for the first quarter of the year. This cybersecurity breach may culminate in expenses of up to $1.6 billion, with CEO Andrew Witty emphasizing the company's commitment to safeguard patient data and maintain transparency in the response efforts. United Health is recovering from the incident and has arranged 2 years of complimentary credit monitoring and identity theft protection services for the impacted individuals. In a significant crackdown on cybercrime, Trend Micro joined forces with Interpol to dismantle the operations of the Grandorero banking Trojan, which has plagued financial institutions worldwide. The joint effort resulted in the identification of key suspects behind the malware's distribution, shedding light on the vast network and tactics involved in the fraudulent scheme. This collaborative action marks a major stride in international law enforcement's ongoing battle against the sophisticated threats posed by banking Trojans and their operators. Researchers at security firm Sequoia have warned that the PlugX worm, a self-replicating malware from China, is still active on millions of devices across the globe. The worm spreads through USB drives, infecting new machines upon connection, with the bulk of the infections concentrated in 17 countries that are strategically important to Chinese government infrastructure investments. Despite its creators abandoning it, PlugX continues to pose a significant cyber threat years later. Cyber attacks on healthcare institutions highlight the critical need for robust cyber resilience to mitigate hospital downtime and ensure patient safety. Experts urge the adoption of tiered resiliency, combining snapshots and backups to enhance recovery strategies and advocate for regular reviews of credential handling, patch management, and vulnerability scanning post-incident. Learning from such attacks is emphasized to strengthen defenses and prevent future breaches. In a recent crackdown on cryptocurrency laundering, two individuals have been arrested for using the privacy-focused Samurai wallet to facilitate illicit transactions. The accused are suspected of obscuring the origins of over $5.2 million, demonstrating authorities' increased efforts to combat the use of digital currencies for criminal activities. This case marks a significant step in regulatory agencies' pursuit to ensure transparency and legality within the rapidly evolving crypto space. In the aftermath of a crippling cyber attack on Change Healthcare, which halted a key prescription processing service for 3 weeks, experts urge healthcare organizations to take a more proactive approach to cybersecurity. With average costs of data breaches reaching approximately $10 million for healthcare entities, the emphasis is on predictive analytics and AI-driven threat detection to identify vulnerabilities and ward off potential cyber threats. The industry faces a critical juncture to bolster cybersecurity defenses or continue facing the consequences of large-scale cyber attacks. The intersection of artificial intelligence and cloud security marks a new frontier as 67% of IT and security professionals embark on trials utilizing generative AI to fortify security measures. These AI-driven systems are poised to revolutionize the field by autonomously managing cloud infrastructures, analyzing user behavior, and proactively responding to threats. Despite the progress, experts caution against a parallel rise in sophisticated AI-powered cyber attacks, underscoring a perpetual arms race in digital security. In a concerning escalation of cyber attacks, nation-state hackers have exploited zero-day vulnerabilities in Cisco firewall devices to plant persistent backdoors on the networks of government entities. The sophisticated campaign allowed the attackers to maintain long-term access to sensitive information, raising alarm bells over the security of critical infrastructure. Cisco has released patches to address these vulnerabilities and is urging users to update their systems promptly to safeguard against further intrusions. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.